Now, when these things begin to take place, look up, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Luke 21:28. Let's pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we pray that we might be aware of the day of redemption and help us in this wonderful season to become all that you call us to be. I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen. Please be seated. The recent climate conference in Glasgow, Scotland, an interview asked a guest, what do we need to learn? And the guest replied something like this: well, we might ask, what do we need to unlearn? What do we need to unlearn? It's a great question. And as we begin this season of Advent, today is a new beginning in the Christian calendar. At this time of year, our minds and our lives might get filled up with the wrong sort of stuff that we need to get rid of in order to be spiritually healthy. To take one example, we are likely being bombarded with Black Friday sales following the American Thanksgiving, only to be followed by Black Monday, during which we're pressured to buy more electronic gadgets. We might ask, how many black days do we need? We live within a wider culture in which there is enormous pressure to spend, even to spend recklessly. But surely we need to ask ourselves, is this the way we want to live in the long term? Do we want to acquire substantially more stuff? And do we need to go further into debt in order to try and please or buy happiness for our families or our friends? Last month, an analytics survey in the United States learned that American shoppers were planning to spend a median average of $1,048 for their holidays, for gifts, for tree decorations, and so on. And if that debt were charged on a low-interest credit card with a legal repayment schedule, shoppers would pay half as much again in interest fees, $550. That doesn't bring joy. That brings anxiety and fear into people's lives. We don't have to be Scrooges. A generous spirit can honor God. However, excessive spending and the anxiety which follows it is, I suggest, not the best way to live in this season of Advent. Another cultural tradition which many of us face is the obligatory office holiday party or other social parties. And again, there is a significant social pressure to overindulge, even to overconsume alcohol. Now, certainly, the Lord Jesus raised some eyebrows in his generation by hanging around such disreputable folk as winebibbers, to use the old translation. And we can note that the Lord's first miraculous sign was to provide abundant wine for a wedding reception. But there's an important difference between social camaraderie and drunkenness. One of the most sobering, yes, I know, sobering, one of the most sobering conversations I had as a young priest was with the wife of a parish warden. She'd grown up in an alcoholic home. She said something like this to me: as a child, I dreaded Christmas. In our home, Christmas was always drinking and fighting. If the use of alcohol or other drugs is a source of anxiety or shame, please know that here is a safe place to ask for help. We're not gathered to judge, but to love. And if someone really wants to be free, I'm not saying it'll be easy, but help is available. Yet another cultural example of these observances I hope that Canadians would unlearn is by observing Christmas fully in the season of Advent, even beginning the day after Halloween, only when we're a bit sick with too much turkey, to throw out the Christmas tree with its dead needles on the night of December 25th. In fact, the celebration of Christmas is meant to begin on the eve of December 25th and to go on for 12 days until Epiphany, the 6th of January. December 25th is not the end. Rather, it's a glorious beginning. These are a few examples of things we might want to unlearn. And you might have your own points that you want to add to the list. But we get the idea. If our observances lead to joy and to peace, then they're God-honoring. But if our habits during the Christmas season are leading us to be grumpy and exhausted, then we likely need to make a few changes. It's all right to say no, to take care of ourselves. It's okay to say no. Instead, here are two glorious words, especially for use in Advent, from the Christian tradition. The first word is anticipation, and the second word is hope. Anticipation and hope. Anticipation is a delightful gift. When we're getting a glass of cold water when we're parched, we can anticipate refreshment. When we're looking forward to seeing a friend or a family member during the holidays, we can anticipate the reunion. Or when two young lovers share a long, lingering kiss, that can bring a sense of anticipation. The present moment is wonderful in itself, but there's also a sense of something more wonderful, soon to come. And in the same sort of way, this season of Advent can bring about a sense of anticipation of Christmas. We are anticipating that we will celebrate the gift of God's self-giving as a babe in Bethlehem. And we humbly anticipate meeting the Lord Himself one day in all His beauty and risen splendor. God's self-gift at Christmas is what we can anticipate the most. But we can also have secondary pleasures of spending time with people we love, of rest from work, perhaps a special meal. Advent is a season of anticipation. And Advent is also a season of hope. Hope. Christian hope is not tenuous and uncertain. I hope it stops raining before the golf game begins. Christian hope is sure and confident. Our confidence is not in ourselves, but in this amazing God whom we worship and follow. During the Anglican burial office, the officiant begins, in sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. The sure hope which Christians have is explained, for instance, in Hebrews 6. And just as an anchor secures a ship safely in its harbor, so too our hope is secure in Christ. He writes, "We have this hope, a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters the inner shrine behind the curtain, where Jesus, a forerunner on our behalf, has entered." Now, the Hebrew readers of this knew that the Jerusalem temple was a special place to encounter God. At the very center, surrounded by a heavy curtain, there was the Holy of Holies with the Ark of the Covenant. And even more, you and I can have this amazing closeness with God because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. Hope is in short supply in our world right now as the pandemic grinds on. More and more people are struggling with depression and mental health conditions. Opioid overdoses are increasing. Government and personal debt is increasing. We live within a wider culture in which so many people are feeling hopeless. But in contrast, we carry a sense of hope and peace which can help us weather life's storms. Anticipation, hope. May each one of us have a holy and glorious Advent. And may we thus be ready to encounter the Lord whenever and however we might meet him. Amen.